to adjust Zach went out, and what sort of played the impact at the end of the game with them being able to finish?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely hindered our game plan as far as starting Jokic, and then obviously big presence on the boards, defense. So yeah, I mean, he's a huge impact, and definitely felt his absence.
What was the sort of the challenges to sort of keep them contained? It seemed like they got a lot of corner threes in the second half, and then Jokic and Murray finish it off in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that, you know, maybe weren't going to close out as hard to, or were open and they're hitting their threes. I mean, that happens, you know. Got to chop it up, and I mean, that's the game plan. So, but they're getting downhill. Jamal Murray is a really good playmaker as far as, you know, when that help comes and getting into a shooter. So that too, and then obviously Jokic, amazing passer.
On a positive note, it sounded like your three ball was actually going down today. What was different, or what they just happened to go down today?
I mean, I've been putting in a lot of work, so I knew one day they had to go to the hoop. So, you know, just happy that, you know, I can take that positive from this game, but unfortunately we lost. So, just hope I have that performance in a win.
It seems with guys, you know, Ja, Jaren both being out, coming back in, Zach going in and out today, this team is still finding an identity more than waiting on one. The last few games have been chippy, scrappy, getting under people's skin, but getting some wins, you know, blew out the Kings. What do you think about just this team getting that identity?
Yeah, I mean, that should be our identity. I feel like that's kind of the Memphis City, that's how it is. So just being able to crawl and just find a way to win. And that's what Thomas always says, find a way to win. So regardless who we got on the floor, someone goes out, we're going to try to find a way to win.
Gotcha. And looking at your personal play in the first quarter, you and Santi had that little play down in the corner, and you threw one like behind you. Yeah, you smile. You know, is that something we can expect from you the rest of the season? Did you just pull that out in the moment? What were you thinking there?
I knew two people came to me, so I knew he was open. And I obviously, Santi's a great shooter. You know, it's got to be a little bit more on target. I think I did one last game and actually hit. Jock actually caught it, so that was much better. But yeah, I mean, trying to work on my playmaking.
You guys were able to build some confidence with the back-to-back wins, and then coming here, a tough-fought loss tonight to a team that's competing for a championship. How do you guys sort of build from that and take that on the road?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough loss, but I think we had a lot of positives, so just taking good things that happened, obviously, and it's keeping that momentum that we have from those wins. And, you know, we have a pretty long road trip, so hopefully we come out of this road trip
4-0.
Mm-hmm. 4-0. 4-0. So, yeah.
Devin, what are you thankful for as you're in the season? Thanks. What are